is good. Our three children are grown up and everything is good. And got off the podium and the phone, my phone was alive with messages from family members. David didn't come home from work. They didn't know where he was. And by about 11 o'clock that night, we learned that he had hanged himself in his office. And he didn't leave a note. We don't know why that was true. We talked endlessly about it. And the one thing we all remembered was that little David, by the Christmas tree, didn't get just what he always wanted, even though he had gotten a lot of presents. He didn't know what it was. He just knew he never got it. And he had such a good life with a beautiful young wife, a wonderful career. He was an elite athlete, a rock climber, all those things that you would think would be a happy life. And maybe he got to that place that I got to when I got into the lab. It's what I always wanted, but no, that's not quite it. No, perhaps, we don't know. But by that time, I had a strong sponsor. Marion had moved away, and Clancy, the founder of the Pacific Group, had become my sponsor. He'd been my sponsor for quite a while. And he said, you have 40 years of sobriety. You have a strong program. I want you to drive home tonight and comfort your husband. You'll have a couple of years of hard grief, but the program will get you through this. Just do that and be that strong person for your family. And I believe in strong sponsorship, and I sponsor a bunch of women, and I love them. And I think sponsorship is such a gift of this program. And my sponsor's direction is a hypnotic suggestion for me. So I got in the car at midnight and started across the desert for about a 4 or 5 hour drive to Los Angeles. And I had a CD to listen to, and it was our great Sandy B from Tampa. Yeah, he had lost his two daughters the year before. And so I got to listen to that. And he said, I hope that something like that doesn't happen to you, but if it does, thank you. And if it does, I'm going to tell you what I did. I went out to my higher power and I said, don't leave me and I won't leave you. And when you do begin to react, guess who comes back with you? And I did that, and it was true. I just formed that bond tighter than ever. And in those 2 years of grief, higher power was with me every moment. I thought my case was different. I lost my faith at that time. My life had blown up. I wanted to die. I couldn't imagine that anything like that could ever happen, and it did. And yet, the program was there. And little by little, I began to realize that every life has tragedy. After about 60 days, I was able to go out to meetings and speak again about my unique case. My life is ever so different and ever so tragic, and it was. But on the other hand, somebody would come through the line with a very similar experience. And I have not spoken ever when at any crowd where somebody hasn't come up with a tale very similar. And I began to see that we all experience that sooner or later. If you live long enough, there are those moments where you just know the bottom has dropped out. Well, one person who had lost her son 10 years before said, if you can just accept this, you will come to see that there are blessings that will follow. And I could not imagine how that could be true. But now 12 years has passed, and there have been many, many blessings. The first was just survival, but then a kind of resilience and a story to tell. I listen more carefully to the people I sponsor, to family members. These are all blessings. And as time went on, other things began to happen. As I said, that was a kind of resilience for later losses. 5 years ago, my sweet Bill passed away. And